This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Beals, B-E-A-L-S, first name Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, date of birth, July 20, 1976, date of evaluation, June 3, 2024, follow-up evaluation, July 15, 2024. Referring physician, Native American Health. The chief complaint, 47-year-old male, with history of congestive heart failure, period. The patient was hospitalized at Summit Medical Center with exacerbation of CHF approximately 1.5 months. one and a half months earlier. Prior to his admission, he had noted dyspnea at half a block, legs had become swollen, and he noted chest pain and pressure that associated headache, period. He was well to have pulmonary hypertension and right-sided heart failure, period. He continues with the dyspnea with minimal exertion and especially on inclines, period. His past medical history is noted in group 1, congestive heart failure, next number pulmonary hypertension, next number cellulitis, past surgical history, unremarkable medications, Jardiance 10 milligrams on daily, Carvedilol 6.25 milligrams BID, furosemide 40 milligrams in AM, 20 milligrams in PM, Losartan 50 milligrams on daily, and enteric-coated aspirin 81 milligrams on daily. The allergies, known drug allergies, family history, maternal grandfather with colon cancer, social history, patient notes, prior methamphetamine use, he has history of cigarette smoking and alcohol use. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 141/86, pulse 79, respiratory rate 20, height 68 inches, weight 196.2 pounds, period. Examination otherwise significant for trivial edema and erythema of the lower extremity. Data review. ECG demonstrate sinus rhythm 74 beats per minute. There is right bundle branch block, period. There is RVH with repolarization abnormality, period. Cannot rule out anteroceptor myocardial infarction, period. The impression, one, congestive heart failure, next number suspect pulmonary arterial hypertension, next number history of amphetamine abuse, next number stasis dermatitis lower extremity, next number abnormal EKG, period. The plan, CDC, CHEM 20, echocardiogram, EKG were ordered. Prescriptions, Losartan 50 milligrams on DO daily, number 90, furosemide 40 milligrams on daily, sildenafil 20 milligrams on DO TID. Follow-up, 6 to 8 weeks, an addendum. The patient underwent echocardiogram on June 4th, 2024. Left ventricle ejection fraction is 70%, period. Right ventricle is mildly enlarged, period. Right atrium is moderately enlarged, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. Mild tricuspid regurgitation is present, period. The estimated PA pressure systolic is 58 millimeters of mercury, period. Lab work. Sodium 140, potassium 5.0, chloride 102, dicarb 32, BUN 19, creatinine 1.06, glucose 74, white blood cell count 7.5, hemoglobin 15.6, platelets 273. The patient is seen in follow-up on July 15, 2024. He continues with dyspnea on exertion period. He otherwise is stable. He was not able to get sildenafil. The plan will require prior authorization for sildenafil, change furosemide 40 milligrams 1 PO/BID, potassium chloride 10 milligrams 1 PO/BID, losartan refill. Sildenafil, 20 milligrams, 1 PO/TID. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.